रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते नमः. बालकांड चैप्टर नंबर 28 द मिस्ट्री ऑफ द विथड्रॉल. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. They walked for a while in silence when Rama turned to Vishwamitra and said with a bow, You have been pleased to initiate me into the mysteries of these magical weapons and have rendered me almost invulnerable to gods and asuras. But may I request to know how these are withdrawn? And all too gladly did the sage of mighty vows and terrible energy instruct him therein. Satyavan, Satyakirti, Drishta, Rabhasa, Pratiharatara, Parangmukha, Avangmukha, Lakshaksha, Vishama, Dridhanaba, Sunabhaka, Dashaksha, Satavaktra, Dashashirsha, Satodhara, Padmanabha, Mahanabha, Dundhunabha, Sunabhaka, Jyotisha, Krishna, Nairashya, Vimala, Yogandhara, Haridra, which is used to destroy daityas, Sarcharmali, Dhritarmali, Vrittiman, Ruchira, Pitrisaumanasa, Vidbhuta, Makara, Karavirakara, Dhana, Dhanya, Kamarupa, Kamaruchi, Moha, Avarana, Jhrumbaka, Sarvanabha, Santana, Varana. Receive from me these sons of Brishashva, capable of taking any shapes at will and of unbearable splendor. For no better recipient do I see than thee. As my lord willeth, replied Rama with a glad heart, and did so. With joined palms, they ranged themselves around Rama in human shapes of exceeding effulgence, and there was nothing that he could not command whom they owned as their master. Some were like glowing coals, some like smoke, and others radiant like the sun and the moon. All of them reverently saluted their new master and said, Here we are, the flower of valor, awaiting thy orders. Dwell ye in my memory, said Rama, and assist me when the time comes. I give you leave to go. We obey, replied they, and taking respectful leave of him, vanished from view. With the permission of his guru, he instructed Lakshmana in the mysteries of the magical weapons and their withdrawal. They then resumed their journey until they came to a beautiful grove of trees, at the sight of which Rama turned to his master and said in charming accents, What may be that tall grove yonder, hard by that mountain before us? It looks more like a bank of clouds piled up, so lofty it is and so dark. A pleasant sight to see the happy birds and beasts sporting there fearlessly with joyful cries. The lovely aspect of the country hereabouts impels me to think that we are well out of the dark and dreary forest of the she-demon Tatika. Who is it that resides in that charming locality? Verily, great is my desire to know everything about it. Are we come to where range those wicked wretches of fierce deeds who revel in slaying brahmanas and destroying the sacrifices of innocent sages? Where do you conduct your sacrifice? Where should I take my stand to destroy the rakshasas and protect your right? Prithee, satisfy my unbounded curiosity on this head, you from whom time and space have no secrets. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunapti Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.